the dozer got hung up, high centered, if you would.
Right now, the dozer is at Gambles, or what used to be Gambles.
It was never considered by law enforcement to all of a sudden treat this as a benign situation. You kind of wonder what Act Two is going to look like. We were definitely set up and prepared for a fight.
We're going to need crime scene assistance.
And eventually the machine shut completely off. After a period of time, one of the law enforcement officers said he thought he heard some type of a louder noise from the machine itself.
Well, guys, we do have a shot inside. Everybody hold in position.
That was his suicide shot.
The day that he did it, I was driving back with my two little kids. I'm a single mom. We went up above on the hill that was right above where Gambles was and where he was stuck. In Denver or something, they'd have it all blocked off and stuff, but around here, they don't really do that. And so we were right there, and we were looking down on it. And my kids were asking me about it, and I said, no, there, it's not Marv. It can't be Marv. We know Marv. Yeah. And then they wanted to know, you know, little minds. They wanted to know what happened to him. And they were asking me all these questions. Well, what's going on? Is he in there? Are they going to come and shoot him? What are they going to do? And I obviously didn't know. So I just told them I don't know. But, you know, they had lots of questions I couldn't answer.
As soon as I got off work, I went over to Granby. And I was standing up on top of the hill right above Gambles, right behind the county building. And started doing the blasting to try to blow the door off of it. And they kept going and doing it. When they said, well, if he already didn't take his own life in there, there's no way he's going to get through this. That was just, it was just ridiculous, I guess, in some respects, that they would still continue to on that route. I mean, they knew he couldn't move. The dozer wasn't going anywhere. We all know he shot himself in there anyhow, but that was pretty somber, sad moment up there. Standing up on top of the hill, looking down.
Smart man, he wasted. That's the way I look at it. He just wasted, you know. I was the one that helped spread his ashes.